الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, The Final Revelation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the word itself, The Final Revelation, it means, Alhamdulillah, we're talking about the Blessed Quran. This beautiful book that has been revealed to our Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And this beautiful and marvelous miracle of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, billion of more than 1.3 billion people in the world that believe and will give their lives for, subhanallah, the Quran. Before we go into today's program, inshallah, let's just listen to a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one of the hadiths has been quoted, the ulama, they say that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites durood upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 100 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers, in the previous episodes, we were discussing about the beauty and the blessing of reciting the glorious Quran, and also how important it is to read the Quran with its proper pronunciation with tajweed. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to learn some of the etiquettes and the manners of reading the Quran. Remember, this Quran is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is called Kalamullah. We all understand and we all realize that this book, the Holy Quran, is not just an ordinary book. This book is a very blessed book, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we all try to have correct manners and etiquettes. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this is what we are going to learn today. In Durre Mukhtar, it has been written that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to kiss the Holy Quran in the morning every day and would say, this is the covenant of my Rabb Azza wa Jal and his book. So, subhanallah, another tariqah of the Sahaba Ikram. And alhamdulillah, like we mentioned before, the Sahaba Ikram are our role models. They are the ones who will guide us on this beautiful path of Islam. And here Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Amirul Mu'mineen, he would kiss the Holy Quran and he would say that this is my Rabb's covenant, this is my Rabb's book. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is what we need to do as well. Whenever you sit down to read the glorious Quran, some of the manners and the etiquettes, my dear Islam brothers, is to be in wuzu. Wear the best clothing, that when you sit down to read the Quran, don't be just in your normal lame clothing, you know, torn from one area, so much dirt on one area, all dirty and they all need washing. Don't be reading the Quran in such a manner, because like I said, this is not just any book that we are going to read. This is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is mustahab to recite the Quran starting with ta'awuz. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. And then it is a sunnah to recite tasmiyah, yani bismillah, at the start of a surah. Otherwise, it is mustahab. So mustahab means that it is praiseworthy and it is reward-worthy. For example, anyone who acts upon any mustahab thing, it means he will be rewarded for that. If he doesn't, then there is no sin for that. Lekin here, we learn one beautiful thing, is it is mustahab, it is better to read the Quran. For example, if it's the first time that you are going to read the Quran today, then when you open the Quran, start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And then it is a sunnah, whenever you are starting a new chapter, a new surah, then always start that surah with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And if it's somewhere in the middle, for example, the beginning of any para, you are going to start, and that is not the beginning of a surah, then to recite Bismillah will be mustahab, yani it will be better as well. It is mustahab to perform tilawat in the state of wuzu, facing the qibla and whilst wearing good clothing. Like I mentioned before, face towards the qibla. And when this is very important, my dear Islam brothers, sometimes you see people when they are facing towards the qibla, when they get tired, they'll stretch their legs out towards the qibla. That is disrespectful. That is not allowed. That is against the teachings of the awliya-i kiram, that we should not be having our legs stretched out towards the qibla, because we need to be having that adab for the qibla as well. So don't have your, if you're tired, you are sitting down and you're reading the Quran, you get tired, just stand up for a while. Stand up for a while, put the Quran away, you know, have a few strolls, a few steps, and then come and sit down face towards the qibla. Sit in a manner, alhamdulillah, the best manner of sitting is alhamdulillah in the attahiyyat, the tashahud position, face towards the qibla. Don't lean against the wall. If it's necessary, for example, you know, you've got back pains and you've been sat there for a long time and you need to lean against the wall, that's fine. But try not to. Because when you read the Quran, this is the time that now you are going to read the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. So try to leave the walls and read the Quran and start and have also wudu as well. Because you are allowed to read the Quran without wudu, but you cannot touch the Quran. But it is better to have to be in the state of wuzu. Reciting the Holy Quran by looking at is preferable than reciting it by heart. Because this is not only involves reciting the Quran, but it is also includes looking at the Holy Quran as well as touching it. And all these are acts of worship. SubhanAllah. You know, can you imagine? SubhanAllah. What a beautiful book this is. You touch this book, you get rewards. You touch this book, you get rewards. You kiss this book, you get rewards. You look at this book, you get rewards. Which other book, you know, which other non-Islamic book we're talking about? Any other book that you can find from a shelf or library? You know, which book says that if you look at this book, you'll be rewarded? No one says that. Read any sci-fi or scientist books. Yeah, all these books, mathematics, whatever they are, there is no reward in reading them, there is no reward in looking at them, there is no reward in touching them. But this is such a blessed book, the Holy Quran, that you touch it, it's a reward, you kiss it, it's a reward, and you only look at it, that is a reward as well. The Holy Quran should be recited in a beautiful voice. And if somebody does not possess a pleasant voice, he should try to beautify his voice when reciting. However, it is impermissible to recite in such a tone that causes the improper utterances, missing or adding letters like the way that singers do. Take utmost care in upholding the rules and regulations of tajweed. That's what we discussed in the previous episode, that it is very, very important that we read the Quran with the proper tajweed. And then here, alhamdulillah, azawajal, in Durr-e Mukhtar is quoted that try to beautify your voice. When you read in the Quran, read it in such an elegant voice that, you know, alhamdulillah, you'll find that satisfaction in your heart as well. And if you think that it's going to be really hard for me to make, you know, to recite the Holy Quran in a beautiful voice, then try your best, the best you can do. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we can achieve that, my dear Islam brothers. Try to read the Quran in a beautiful voice. It is preferred to recite the Holy Quran in an audible voice, as long as it doesn't cause trouble for anybody who is praying, anybody who is ill or asleep. So these are some of the rights of the people, because we need to understand about hukukul ibad as well, the rights of other people. If someone is sleeping next to you and you are reading the Quran, they don't read the Quran loudly because you're going to disturb his sleep. Sometimes, you know, the shaitan will whisper in the heart, well, I'm reading the Quran. What better thing to read the Quran? Yes, Islam has, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, told us that we should read the Quran in a beautiful, audible voice. But when it comes to someone who is asleep, when it comes to someone who is ill, then the Islam says that they have rights as well. You need to take care of them rights. You know, sometimes when people have mafil-e-milads and mafil-e-nas, alhamdulillah, a great rewardable act, very, very beautiful, mustahab amal, beautiful. We should have mafil-e-milads, we should have mafil-e-mawlud and ghiyad-mishrif and everything, but mafil-e-nas as well. But remember, my dear Islam brothers, if you are holding a mafil-e-nas and then you are outside or you're in a house and you've got, you know, big speakers, you know, bass pumping out in a sense that, you know, you're reading the naat and, you know, there's so much voice, you know, people in the whole street can hear you where you're having a mafil-e-milad. Then remember, in Islam, that is not allowed because you will be causing problems, pain to other people. There might be someone who is ill at home. There might be someone who's got little children who want to go to sleep. Yet we are having a mafil-e-milad, mafil-e-naat in our homes and we've got big massive speakers and the whole street can hear them. If you, alhamdulillah, try to involve the whole street, that's fine. But remember, if any one person comes up to us and says, please, can you put the volume down? Don't start arguing with him. Don't start to say, la hawla wa la quwwata. We're doing mafil-e-milad and he's saying to us, you know, put the volume down. What kind of a Muslim are you? Islam doesn't teach us that. Islam teaches us haqooqul ibad. Islam teaches us that you should take care of his rights as well. Someone wants to go to work in the morning. He's gone to sleep. He's offered his Salatul Isha. He wants to go to sleep because he wants to wake up for Fajr. You are going to have a mafil-e-milad all night and you're going to read Fajr and then go to sleep. He's got to go to work in the morning. So giving him a problem, Islam doesn't allow that as well. When the Holy Quran is recited aloud, it is farz on all the attendees to listen to it, provided that they have congregated for the purpose of listening. Otherwise, it is sufficient if one of them listens, while others may carry on their activities. So if you have come specially to listen to the recitation of the Quran, then it is farz upon you. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا, that when the Quran is being recited, listen to it carefully. We must listen to the Quran. If that is the intention why we are there. For example, if someone has been invited to an ijtima, or someone has been invited to a mafil or a madani halqa in the home, and that was, he knows that the Quran will be recited as well. So he's, for that reason, he's there. Now when the Quran is being recited, it is farz upon that person that he must listen to the Quran attentively and carefully, not talk on the phone. And sometimes you see people, you know, when they get a phone call, the recitation of the Quran is being recited, and the Quran is being recited, and then the phone will ring straight away. You know, we're talking on the phone. So remember, my dear Islamic brothers, if you are there to listen to the Quran, then it is farz upon you, important upon you, compulsory upon you to listen to the Quran. And here it is also important for the person, like we mentioned before, it is very important. You know, for example, if someone is asleep in a room, yeah, and it's not allowed for that person, for someone else to come and sit in that room and try to recite the Quran in an audible voice. It's not allowed, because that person, you're going to disturb his sleep, even in a place of work as well. You know, it's not allowed that people are working, they are busy earning a livelihood, and someone goes and opens the Quran and starts to recite the Quran. That is not the place and that is not the right etiquette and manner of reading the Quran. In Bahari Shariat Volume 1, it is stated that it is haram for everybody in a gathering to recite aloud. In gatherings of Isal-e-Sawab, usually everybody recites aloud. This is haram, strictly forbidden. If a number of people recite, the ruling for them is to recite quietly. So for example, you are all gathered in a mafil of Isal-e-Sawab and Ijtima, someone's passed away, and you know, we have a Khatam Sharif, a Chaliswa or a Tija, or you know, we are all gathered. And if the gathering is there to read the Quran, then it is important that we all read the Quran in such a voice that only we can hear that. Now this doesn't include if you're studying in a madrasa. If you are studying how to read the Quran, you see in the madrasa, alhamdulillah, all the children will be reciting the glorious Quran in an audible voice, especially when they are doing hifaz, the hafiz. You know, it's better for him to recite loudly and slowly so that he can understand the words. Now, if that is a class environment, then you are allowed to read the Quran loudly. In Ghunyatul Mutamalli, page number 497, it is stated that it is impermissible, yani it is not allowed, to recite the Holy Quran aloud in the marketplace or anywhere where people are working. If the people do not listen to the recitation, then the sin will be upon the reciter. If the reciter began reciting before the people became occupied in their work at a place that is not specified for work, then if people do not listen to the recitation, the sin will be upon those people. However, if he began to recite after they had all arrived, started working, then the sin will be on the reciter. There is no harm in reciting the Holy Quran whilst laying down, as long as the legs are folded up, yani they are not stretched out. Additionally, it is also permissible to perform tilawat whilst walking or working, provided attention of the heart is not distracted. Otherwise, it would be makruh, it will be disliked. It is impermissible, yani not allowed, to recite the Holy Quran in the bathroom or in places of impurity. Now, this is a very common question that people ask. Sometimes people ask, when we are doing wudu in the toilet, yeah, where the toilet is there, the bathroom is there, it's all in one. You know, should we read Bismillah and all the surahs whilst during wudu? Then the scholars, they have mentioned that to read the Quran, because Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is an ayat of the Holy Quran. When you're reciting any other zikr of Allah, then that is not the right place to do the zikr of Allah. Do your wuzu. If that is the only place, then you do your wuzu silently and then come out of the bathroom or the toilet and then read the verses of the Holy Quran. Listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran is better than reciting the Holy Quran or offering nafal salah. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, listening to the Holy Quran is better than reciting nafal salah as well. And sometimes you see people, when they're in a gathering, in an ishtima, you know, listening to a bayan, because that is alhamdulillah ilm-e-deen, and ilm-e-deen is far better than any remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla, any the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla. And sometimes you see people, they're listening, or it might be the recitation of the Quran, and they will be doing that tasbih as well. Now the scholars, they say that at that time, you are not allowed to go through the tasbih, but remember that you are supposed to be reading or listening to the glorious Quran. If somebody recites incorrectly, it is wajib for the listener to correct him, provided that it does not create animosity or envy. Yeah, so for example, if someone is reading the Quran and you picked up a mistake that he's reading the Quran, he's made a mistake, it's wajib now, necessary for you to rectify that mistake. You know, if you think that it's going to be if you're kicking off a big fuss, or he's going to start, you know, swearing at me, or he's not going to like it, he's going to, you know, feel angry, then just leave it to him. But it's a majority of the time, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, people will appreciate. They will appreciate you that alhamdulillah, you've rectified my mistake, because you've done it with the good intention. And remember, good intention has to be there. You know, if I am rectifying someone and I stop that person and say, "Oi, what are you reading? Don't you know how to read the Quran properly? You know, you're looking at it and then you're still making mistakes. What kind of a Muslim are you?" He's not going to feel happy, is he? No. He's going to feel upset. You're going to break his heart. Or he might feel angry. And then what will happen? You know, you're going to kick off an argument. And at the end, you know, Allah Ta'ala forbid, you know, what if you start getting into a fight, an argument? You know, so for that, the best thing is, if you think that that person is not going to listen to you, then just leave him. But if you think that alhamdulillah, he is going to listen to me, then it is wajib upon us to correct him. And it is mustahab to recite the Holy Quran with tarteel, slowly and in a measured tone. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, that recite the Quran in a measured tone. So alhamdulillah, read the Quran, like I mentioned, read the Quran in a very beautiful, audible voice. You know, just like the Qari'i Quran reads, that you can understand what you are reading, especially when you are offering Salah, Surat Fatiha. To recite Surat Fatiha is wajib in the first two rakats of Farz Salah and the Sunnah Mu'akkidah as well in the four rakats. So it's very, very important that when we are reading Surat Fatiha, that is the Quran. So make sure that you read the Quran slowly with tarteel. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you'll enjoy it. And also enjoy reading the Quran. Don't read the Quran as if, ma'azallah, it's a burden upon us. You know, don't read the Quran as if, you know, you've got to do it or else you're going to get into trouble. No, don't read the Quran in such a manner. Read the Quran. Enjoy reading the Quran. Just like the Sahaba Ikram we learned. When they used to be reading the Quran, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would read the Quran, he would read the Quran in such a manner that he used to start crying with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So whenever you read the Quran, enjoy it. Read it from the bottom of your heart. And read it thinking, which is true as well, that you are reading the Kalamullah. You are talking directly to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let your feelings come out. When Allah Ta'ala is talking about paradise, just think to yourself, I wish I can gain this paradise. And just imagine how paradise will be like. And then when Allah Ta'ala is talking about the punishments of the fire of hell, you know, just have that fear. Build that fear of Allah in your heart. There have been so many awliya ikram, there are so many stories that, you know, these buzurgane deen rahimahumullah, whenever they would read the Quran, it would change their lives. Yeah, is the Quran not going to change me? I've committed many sins in my life. So many sins that I commit day in and day out. When I read the Quran, is the Quran not going to change me? That's what my feeling should be. The Quran can change every heart. But we need to accept that change as well. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, he was going to go and ma'azallah martyr the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And on the way when he met someone, Umar, where are you going? I'm going to finish the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'azallah. I'm going to finish Islam today. And that person, he says, go and see what's happening in your own house first before you go anywhere else. He went home and his sister, he heard her reciting the Quran. He's in angry, he's in rage. And, you know, he even, you know, hits his sister as well. But he says, what were you reading? And she says, I was reading the Quran. And he says, read the Quran. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his sister was reciting the Quran, all that anger was turning into love. All that hatred for Islam was turning into love. Where he was going to go and take the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now Umar bin Khattab is prepared to sacrifice his life on the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran changed him. Why is the Quran not changing me? Just ask this question to yourself. Ask this question. I read the Quran every day. Every night I read the Quran. Why is the Quran not changing me? Why is it that I read the Quran, but the Quran is not having any effect inside me? Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that no doubt salah keeps you away from indecent and bad things. Why is it that we offer salah and we still do bad things? The word of Allah is haqq, is the truth. The salah does change people. Why is it not changing me? It's because I'm not prepared to change. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's be prepared to change ourselves. Can we not see the atrocities that the Muslims are facing throughout the world today? Can we not see the problems that we are facing in our own families today? Can we not see the problems that we are facing in our communities? Brother doesn't have love for his own brother. The father doesn't trust his own son. The mother doesn't have love for the daughter. We can see that happening in front of us. Why is it not changing me? Come. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is inviting you. Come and learn the Quran. Come and read the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the ijtimaz of Dawat Islami are held every Thursdays. Majority of the major cities in the UK and throughout the whole world attend these ijtimaz, because the Quran, the first thing that is done, the Quran is being recited. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you never know. You know, we could be sat in one of these ijtimaz, these gatherings, and the Quran is going to be recited. And that could be my day, that could be the day that changed my life. May Allah Ta'ala reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us that beautiful voice so that we can recite the Quran. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make our hearts soft, and may Allah Ta'ala mold our hearts into the beautiful deen of Islam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.